Now, together, in this special report podcast, you and I are going to work through the answer to the question of how are the powers that be going to force people into a central bank digital currency system or a digital wallet type of system? How is that going to be accomplished? And it turns out we can figure this out together. So join me here. We're going to just walk through this. We're going to figure this out. So number one, it has to be something that people are compelled to do. And compelling people, as we learned with COVID, is usually accomplished by the powers that be through a sense of fear. So in other words, people are going to have to move away from cash and dollars as a currency by their own choice into a digital currency system. Now, what would be the thing that would motivate people or that would scare people enough to voluntarily move out of, let's say, dollars in the bank currently to dollars in a digital wallet run by the central bank or the treasury? What would that be? And the answer becomes rather obvious. It would be fear of losing those dollars or losing the purchasing power of those dollars. And this is obvious, right? So right away, we know that whatever method they choose, it's going to be a method where if you decide to jump into the digital wallet, then by doing so, you will think that you're saving your money from destruction, right? So there's going to be a scenario set up where if you keep your dollars in the bank, you will lose them or most of their power, their purchasing power, whereas if you convert them voluntarily into a digital wallet system, then you will save that money. You will be saved, so to speak, obviously, because they're trying to replace God and Jesus and everything. So your savior is going to be, you know, the globalists and their digital money system. At least that's the way they want you to think. All right. So now that we understand that, then the question becomes, well, another obvious question is, how would they cause panic that your dollars are going to be lost? Like, how would they convince the population to believe that they're going to lose the purchasing power of their dollars? How do they do that without being domineering, where they're just forcing people, oh, we're going to outlaw dollars or outlaw all cash? No, that's not the way this is going to go. They're not going to use the hammer on this. They're going to use problem, reaction, solution. They're going to create a problem and then claim that you might be a victim of that problem and then give you an alternative where they position themselves as saviors as long as you follow what they want you to do in the first place, which is to move into the digital wallet system. So what are the possibilities of how they frame this thing up? I mean, the most obvious thing is they declare that there is a global attack on the currency being waged by a foreign nation, such as China or Russia, or a group of hackers from foreign nations, for example. They could say that, oh, hackers have attacked the banking system and the banks are frozen because of hackers. And as a result, we can't trust the banks anymore. Good thing we have this centralized digital currency system ready to go, and we'll give you 100% of the credit for your dollars if you convert into this digital system, you see? Or you could leave your dollars in the banking system where all the banks are on a bank holiday and it's a giant bail-in situation and the FDIC is going bankrupt because they can't bail out everybody. So if you don't convert to the digital system, you'll just lose everything. So what would you choose to do, you see? So they're going to create an emergency. And we've learned this over and over again through COVID. When they want compliance, they create an emergency. And the more compliance they want, the bigger the emergency they create. Now, with COVID, the emergency was you might lose your life if you don't do what we say, right? This is why you have to wear a mask, have to lock down, have to take a jab, have to bring your kids home from school, whatever. If you don't do what we want, you might lose your life. Well, in the digital currency system, it's a little bit different argument, but also similar. If you don't do what we want, you'll lose all your money. And since a lot of people have spent their whole lives working for the money they have in the bank, many people will do almost anything to, you know, protect the money that they've made so far, because that represents many years of their lives. Some people even are willing to die for more money. So people will do almost anything if they think that by doing so, that it will halt the loss of their money. What are you going to do without money? What are you going to do without your life savings? What are you going to do without your retirement or your pension or whatever? Whatever you have in the banking system, your IRAs, whatever you have in the stock market, your treasuries, all this stuff. So that's going to be the panic. It's going to be a mass financial panic. And importantly, the people pulling this off will never take the blame. They will blame a third party. Oh, it's them. It's those terrorists. It's those cyber hackers. It's those enemies that have caused this crisis. And we're the saviors. You see, you just follow what we tell you to do. Come into the digital wallet system and we'll give you full credit. So that's exactly how this is going to shape up. In fact, I guarantee you the digital currency system that's going to be rolled out will be presented as the solution to the panic, you know, to the disaster. And that's why this is called problem, reaction, solution, right? So they lay out the problem, cause the reaction, present the solution. So they're going to say, well, you know, a digital wallet guarantees that only you can use your money because it's tied to you biometrically. It guarantees security. If there's any theft, you know, you're covered by the Treasury or whatever, whoever's running it, the Digital Federal Reserve, whatever it is. They'll claim to have all kinds of security features in there, you know, anti-fraud features, anti-money laundering features, and so on. What they won't really tell you about or they won't highlight is the government control, the surveillance, the tracking, the programmable money properties, the limitations on how you can use it, but more importantly, the total loss of privacy once you're using their system. Now, the transition will take time, and they know that too, because a lot of people are going to still use cash. Some people will have cash that they saved, you know, that outside the banking system, stuffed under a mattress or what have you. Some people will still want to write checks. You know, some people will still want to use credit cards issued by the major banks for whatever reason. I don't know. They want their points, they want their miles, whatever it is. Okay. Some people are going to do that. And so the transition won't be instant, but there will be incentives for using the new system. For example, you'll get free money, universal basic income, if you use the digital wallet system. So they can say things like, okay, for every $100 you spend at the grocery store, we'll give you a $10 credit on your grocery purchases the next time you go shopping, right? So that can be a government stimulus program to try to convince people to use this system at the grocery store. And it's a way also to effectively print money and stimulate the economy and try to grow the GDP through this programmable money system. And they can also put expiration dates on this. And they can say that if you don't use this free $10 worth of credits within, let's say, 30 days, then they will expire. So then that forces people to go out and use that free stimulus money quickly or lose it. So that will actually encourage the acceleration of what's called the velocity of money in the system, which is tied to all kinds of economic indicators. So they can actually create kind of a fire sale on the free money and force people to use it as quickly as possible in order to force increases in money velocity. Now, as this is happening, of course, food inflation is getting worse the whole time, and fuel prices will be rising the whole time. And so even though wealthy people, they wouldn't necessarily need to use a digital wallet system because these incentives wouldn't mean anything to them. Oh, who cares? Extra $10 worth of groceries. But for the vast majority of people who are barely getting by and who are barely able to afford food, that 10% difference, that can mean the world to them. To them, it's worth it. Join the new system, use the digital wallet, and then they get free groceries, and then they won't starve to death, let's say. So they will gladly jump in. And that's how they're going to get most people to join this system. Now then, once they have you in this system, which again, is pretty easy for the social engineering and the psychological terrorism campaigns to push people in this direction. Once they get you in the system, then they can start to assign all kinds of metadata properties to your transactions. For example, climate scores. So whatever you're buying at a grocery store, there will be the data of what you purchased will be passed to the central bank, not just the total from the grocery store, but every item you purchase. They'll know whether you purchased meat versus, you know, soy protein or what have you. And there'll be a climate score or some kind of, I don't know, maybe a carbon score, whatever they want to call it. Basically, it's a climate obedience scoring system. They will assign climate scores to all your transactions, including how much fuel you purchase, right? So if you're purchasing gasoline or diesel, you're going to be penalized. And from your purchases, then they'll be able to assign a climate compliance score or even put limits on you. That's where this is going, obviously. So at some point, you will run out of available climate credits, no matter how much money you have, you know, for the month. You'll have a climate limit, you know, how many points of climate whatever you can spend, you know, how many climate points you're allowed to accrue in a 1 month period. And if you go over that, then it cuts off your purchases of things like meat and gasoline, propane, fossil fuels, whatever, things that they don't want you to buy that they claim are bad for the climate, whatever that happens to be, okay? But as long as you stay under that climate scoring system, then you'll be, you know, sufficiently obedient to continue to be granted your free money. And they might have a monthly bonus, like if your climate score is among the top 10% or something. I mean, the best. In other words, if your climate points are really low because you haven't accrued climate points, then they might give you extra money. Like, you're a good little slave. Yes, be sure that everything you buy is, you know, climate sensitive and whatever. And you might be granted points for donating to certain groups, such as LGBT groups or left-wing groups. You might get extra credit for that. Whereas if you donate to conservative groups, you would not get anything. You might get penalized for that, in fact. So they can shape all of this. They can control it. They can penalize things. They can automatically tax. They can have penalties. They can have expired money or money that expires within a period of time and so on. And through this, they can shape social behavior, which is a form of, you know, obedience training for humans or mass enslavement. And that's the whole point. So yes, this system is coming. There's no question. They're working on the pilot projects right now. They're going to try to roll this out soon. But in order to do so, they're going to have to kind of burn down the current system. They're going to have a crisis that is just god-awful, where people think they're going to lose everything. And that will be contrived. So there will be a kind of financial 9/11, essentially, you know, where the Twin Towers fall and everything's going to hell. And then you're supposed to jump in and let them rescue you with a digital wallet system. And from that point on, they have total control over you. So the anonymity of cash is going to be gone. The anonymity that you can have behind even writing checks, which is not obviously perfectly anonymous, but it's better than using a credit card, even that's going to be gone as well. And then, you know, they'll tie this into your speech on social media platforms. So if you're penalized for speaking something, let's say questioning the outcome of an election, huh? Or, I don't know, criticizing transgenderism in any way, like if you say there are only two genders or that men cannot get pregnant, you know, bing, you know, you just lost $100 of credit on your digital wallet system. And that's going to cause people to shut up. That's going to allow total control over speech. So they're going to tie everything in together. Your online presence, your online speech, your paycheck, your income, your groceries, your taxes, traffic tickets, you know, everything. It'll all be controlled and monitored, surveilled by the central banks, and you will own nothing and be happy, right? I mean, you'll be a total digital slave in basically a giant prison camp where you think you've been rescued by the prison guards. So that's how bad it is. So that's the system that's coming. The best way to prepare for this, in my opinion, is to have lots of what I call off-grid resources, off-grid money, gold and silver, off-grid food, you know, gardening, stored food, the ability to grow your own food, to harvest your own food, backyard chickens for chicken eggs and things like that. Have stockpiles of stuff so that you don't have to buy them, so they can't limit you from buying them, you know, the things that you might need over time. You're going to have to be prepared to resist this system and operate outside the system, which, believe me, will be incredibly inconvenient, and that's all on purpose. So that's my overall advice. Yes, the central bank digital currency system is coming. There will be a hard push to scare everybody into it. There will be rewards for using it and punishments for not using it. And only those who are extremely well prepared will be able to resist this and maintain their souls. Because remember that if you jump into this Mark of the Beast system, you know, you've partnered with Satan. This is described in the Bible, Mark of the Beast, right? And whoever does not have the mark cannot buy or sell or trade or whatever it is. So yeah, this is coming. So just be prepared. Get ready as best you can. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com.